Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now for his weekly segment is our good friend Anthony Jaskolski. And Anthony, first of all, happy Thanksgiving if we don't get to that at the end. So we'll start with that.
Happy Thanksgiving, Paul.
We'll start with this. I'm watching this Duke team right now play. It's they're in the whole the Maui Invitational against Auburn. I don't know if this. It's hard to predict this, but if ever we've seen a team in the last 5, 8, 10 years that could go undefeated, Duke looks like it's it.
Absolutely. I mean, I could see them tripping up once, maybe twice. That's about it. Zion Williamson is he is LeBron 2.0. He has every single tool out there to be a complete basketball player. He's at least three steps ahead of everybody else on that court. It's terrifying to watch, but also exciting. I don't think – I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of 20-point spreads this year.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I would say, they are in the ACC. They are a bunch of freshmen. There could be one of those games where they have to go on the road – you know, and they play against the team on the road, and it's a difficult, you know, it's a difficult game. And, you know, maybe things don't go so well down the stretch and they lose. But other than that, I can't see this team losing a game, honestly.
Hey, they came in 11.5-point favorites tonight against a pretty good Auburn team. I think Auburn's ranked 7th right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. They're playing they're playing a ranked opponent right now. And if you think about it, they're playing a ranked opponent right now, and they are really just kind of doing almost what they want to do. You know, it's like if you protect the rim against them, they hit threes. If you get out to the 3-point line, they just, you know, like blow right past you and they dunk on you.
I don't think being a freshman, not when it comes to Krzyzewski, I don't think it matters much being a freshman. I think Trey Jones, Cam Reddish, R.J. Barrett, those are all three freshmen right there, and I think they're playing like juniors right now because it's not that they're heavily involved team style. It's not like they're, you know, defensive powerhouses. It's just that they're that much better than their competition. They are that many steps ahead of their competition that it just really doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to make freshman mistakes, but man, this team is probably better than any Calipari team, and that includes the one that lost to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I mean it's outrageous how good they are.
It's almost scary when you watch them play. Like when they played Kentucky, it looked like a varsity team against a JV team. And that's Kentucky, who I think will probably be pretty good by the time the season's over. I'm not sure what it is with Calipari's teams. Sometimes it takes them a little bit of time to get out of the gate, you know?
A lot of teams, yeah. It does. If you're boasting, I think it's going to take a lot of teams a while to get out of the gate. I'm watching a lot of, you know, Gonzaga struggled a little bit today with there's a lot of teams that are still filling themselves out. But once again, when you got Zion Williamson on the court, you don't have to worry about plays and half court offense and figuring out your defense. You've got Zion Williamson. He's just good for about, 20-15 a game at this point.
Yeah,
he's outrageous.
Did you see the dunk he had, the breakaway dunk he had?
Right. You don't coach that. You just don't coach that. That's
yeah.
And I can't wait to see where he's going to be 10 years from now in the NBA.
Right. And I think the other thing about it that's amazing when you think about it, really, he had the confidence to do that, like as a freshman, you know, with Coach K on the sidelines on a breakaway. He had the confidence to showboat it a little bit and you know, knew that he was going to make it, and B, didn't really worry about getting, you know, pulled out of the game.
Oh, no. What's Coach K going to say? Lay it up next time, son. I don't think he's going that there. I don't think he's going that route. This guy, he's going to carry this team.
Yeah. It was pretty as impressive. Well, college hoops is just getting started. Obviously, we do a lot more with football. Are you surprised by what's going on with Pitt this year?
Oh, well, okay. So they opened up, Paul, to win the Coastal. They opened up as 30-1. They opened up as 80-1 to win the ACC straight up. So I think Vegas is pretty surprised. I think they were second to last on that list. I think Virginia bottomed out on that list. But Vegas is pretty surprised because Miami was supposed to be a shoo-in, a hands-down favorite. I don't know what's going on. That's probably more of the surprise, Paul, is what's going on with Mark Richt in Miami. I mean, that's a disaster right now. Just the fact of what are they now? Are they even above 500 at this point? I think they have 5 wins. Am I correct in that?
Yeah. I think they're 6. I think they have 6, don't they?
They got 6 now. So yeah. So look at that though. We're counting up to see if Miami's bowl eligible. Yeah. That's how bad it got.
Yeah, they are bowl eligible, 6-5. Which actually might help Pitt because they don't have that extra edge to try and get to a bowl game thing.
Right, right. Well, Jenis goes down and it kind of seems like all is lost for that defense, you know. And what do? They come out and they put a 19-14 performance up in South Bend. Almost an unreal performance. The way that defense was playing. You're coming off that Duke game. It seemed like Bend don't break, and then where Jenis goes down, and it kind of felt like it was going to break. And instead, they just rally around each other. And you know, if it wasn't, if defense lets up, the offense had their back. You know, the ground game had their back. It was really cool to see the team effort from the offense and the defense, the give and the take. Because, obviously your ground game alone is uncanny with what it's been doing. And Padre Olson, it's just, wow. That kind of just blows me away. But you know what? Once again, I mean, that's Pitt football for you, right? There's always a ground game there.
They run it, and they run it well. You know, I do think the one thing I will say – I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, if you look at it, player for player, should be better than Pitt. Player for player.
Oh, yeah.
If you count the number of NFL guys, I guarantee you Miami probably has Pitt by, you know, a bunch.
Oh, yeah. They're 6-point favorites, and rightfully so, because, you know, you think this would be a letdown of some sorts. Because who would have knew Pitt would be playing in a conference game where it didn't matter for them?
Yeah.
You ever see that coming, you know? I think Miami's a definite 6-point favorite there. I think they're the better team, but that just goes to show you how college football is this year. I thought Virginia Tech was a better team than most in the Coastal, and obviously that blows up. Look at Florida State. Now, I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be a Jimbo Fisher reliable Florida State team, but hell, they're 5-6. They're an absolute travesty. Virginia Tech losing by what, 20-some points to Old Dominion? I mean, I don't want to poo-poo on Pitt's parade at all. I think it's just fantastic, phenomenal what they did. They completely outkicked the coverage on this one. But boy, this has been a really bad ACC. What a time to take advantage.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what a time to win. You know, once you do get, you know, to the point where you had a chance to win it. The thing I like about Pitt is that they actually did go out and win it.
They did, and that's not what we're used to, Paul. That, I mean, going all the way back to, I'll always reference Wannstedt's best best team, maybe the best team at Heinz Field, but that 2009 de facto Big East championship game against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
With their, you know, and Marty Gilliard and Tony Pike. I'm sure that just puts quivers down Pitt fans' spines. But, you know, they had that game locked up. I'm booking trips to the Sugar Bowl. That's where they were headed to. You know, I was excited to go cover my first Sugar Bowl, but that's just what Pitt was known for. That's like the microcosm. They can never close those big games out. And this year, it's just like they broke through. It's really cool to watch. Covering this team for 13 years, I mean, that's special to watch. I'm happy for them.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.